Thank you, and welcome to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we do pray that God would really bless you as you listen to another portion of His own precious Word. We would like to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, our morning worship at 11, and then tonight services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to any and all of these services. If you have questions or comments concerning the things that we believe, the things that we preach, I'd be glad to talk with you about any and all of those things. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri. You can also check out our church's website. There's much information there concerning the things that we believe and the things that we practice. That website address is www.independencebaptist.org. That's one word, independencebaptist.org. This morning, I'd like to look in the book of Matthew chapter 11, read verse 28 through 30, and think on the subject, come to Christ. That's Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through verse 30. The Bible said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. These passages explain that Jesus Christ desires every person to come unto Him. Notice what the Bible said here in verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. We'll find here that Jesus Christ is saying, come unto me. He is not saying, come unto good works. Jesus is not saying, come unto church membership. Jesus is not saying, come unto baptism. Jesus Christ is saying, come unto me. Let me ask you, which is the most important? Coming to Jesus or good works or church membership or baptism? Put those in the right order and they'll fall in the right place. Because until you come to Jesus, you cannot have any good works. Until you come to Jesus, you cannot be a member of one of the Lord's churches. Before you come to Jesus, you cannot have scriptural baptism. You must come to Jesus Christ first. And then the good works follow. This is what the Bible states in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 through 10. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now listen in verse 10. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. You see, the most important thing of all is that people come to Jesus. Jesus Christ oftentimes desired people to come unto Him. Notice what He says in John chapter 7, verse 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Jesus Christ was crying there on that last day of the feast, that if any man was thirsty, let him come unto Jesus Christ, and there let him drink, let him find rest. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, Jesus Christ is saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Notice that the last invitation is given in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 17. The Bible said there, and the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth come, and let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Notice our text once again. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. The question I ask now is this, who can come? Notice what Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Isn't it amazing that Whosoever will may come unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Whosoever will may believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you come? Would you come unto Jesus Christ? Are you thirsty? Notice again in Revelation 22, verse 17. The Bible said, "And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come." Now listen. "And let him that is athirst come." The question I asked this morning, are you thirsty for Jesus? Are you tired of your sin? Are you involved in sin? And are you sick of it? I'm thankful today to know that Jesus Christ saves sinners. Jesus Christ is real good to take care of hopeless, helpless cases. Are you one of those that have sinned until there is no hope? Let me tell you, Jesus Christ is hope. It makes no difference what you have done. Jesus Christ can save your soul. It makes no difference what kind of shape your physical body is in at this present time. Jesus Christ can save your soul. It makes no difference of the circumstances surrounding you right now. Jesus Christ is good at taking care of impossible cases. Notice in the book of Matthew chapter 8, the Bible states here that there was a man that came to Jesus Christ. Matthew 8 in verse 1. The Bible said, "When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him." Now notice in verse 2. "And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." Notice here that there was a leper that came. I want to say that if the leper had not come, he would never have been healed. And today, if you will not come unto Jesus Christ, you will not find rest for your soul. Notice the condition of the leper. He has an incurable disease at that time. There was no medicines at that time that could be used to help leprosy at all. All people that had leprosy were condemned until they died. They would live in a leper colony by themselves. They were condemned. They would have to cry as they walked about the streets, "Unclean! Unclean!" so that people would remove themselves from the leper. But this leper came to Jesus. This leper, you might say, would be a scourge on society. And today, sin is a scourge on our society. But let me tell you, Jesus Christ has come to save sinners. Are you a sinner today? Are you sick of your sin? Have you been involved in adultery, fornication? Have you been involved in drug use, tobacco? How about alcohol? Have you had divorces? Are you wrecking your life? Are you wrecking the lives of your family, your children, your grandchildren? Are people hurting because you have sinned grievous sins? Let me tell you, Jesus Christ is good at taking care of impossible cases. You might say, "Preacher, I've gone so far. There's no hope. There's no help for me. There's nothing anybody can do." Well, there may not be anything that any fleshly person can do, but Jesus Christ can take care of your sin. Here is a man, here is a leper who came unto Jesus Christ and he worshiped him. I want you to see that Jesus Christ will never turn anybody away. Here this man came to Jesus and he said, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And Jesus, in verse 3, put forth his hand and touched him. To us, verse 3 is not a very remarkable statement. But in the days of the Bible, it was a remarkable statement indeed. It was remarkable because no one was to touch a leper. But Jesus touched this leper. Listen, Jesus Christ can touch your sin. And when Jesus Christ touches your sin, he will not pollute himself, but he will cleanse you. Jesus Christ put forth his hand and touched this leper, and he said, "I will be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. You may be in sin today, away from God. Know you're lost and doomed for an eternal hell. And if that's your case, when you come to Jesus Christ, he will touch you and he will give you life. I would ask this question also this morning. Were there any lepers that did not come to Jesus? Look in Matthew chapter 8 again. We find in verse 2 this startling statement. The Bible said in verse 2, "And behold, there came a leper." Those are singular words. There came a leper to Jesus. I know this, that in the days when Jesus Christ walked the face of this earth, there were many lepers that were dying because of their disease, but they did not come to Jesus. The Bible records in another place that there were 10 lepers that stood afar off and cried unto Jesus, and Jesus healed them all. But how many lepers did not come to Jesus? I would venture to say there were literally thousands of lepers that did not come to Jesus. Let me ask you this morning, how many people are coming to Jesus? This leper had to get away from the crowd. This leper had to get away from what everybody else was thinking and what everybody else was doing. This leper came to Jesus alone. My dear friend, you must come to Jesus Christ alone. You must come to him as an individual. You must come to him desiring Jesus himself to touch you, whether he touches anybody else or not. Did this man get healed? Yes, he did. Jesus Christ healed this leper. We have a final question this morning. How do you come to Jesus? How is it that this leper came to Jesus? Notice what the Bible said here in verse 2 of Matthew chapter 8. "And behold, there came a leper unto Jesus and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." We find that when Jesus Christ walked upon this earth during his own personal ministry, that it would be an easy thing for an individual to walk up to Jesus Christ and just tell him what he was thinking. It would be a simple thing indeed, would it not, for the leper just to see Jesus where he was walking, and the leper would just walk up to Jesus and say, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. I know that you are God. I know that you are the one with the power to make me clean. Lord, would you now make me clean?" We'd say that'd be a simple thing, wouldn't we? And yet, where is Jesus Christ today? Jesus Christ is sitting at the right hand of his Father. And Jesus Christ says, "Come unto me." How can you come? You can talk to Jesus where you are. You don't have to go to a certain place. There's no magic in going to church. It's a place to worship God. That's true, and that is indeed so. And people ought to go to church. But let me tell you, right there where you are, where you're listening to the radio broadcast this morning, you can talk to Jesus. And you can just tell Jesus what kind of shape you're in. You can tell Jesus that you're a sinner. And Jesus will hear your prayer. And Jesus will give you rest. And when he does, I'd appreciate it if you'd call and tell us at the Independence Baptist Church that you are now a believer and that you want to do right in your life. We see that our time has gone away from us once again this morning. We pray God will bless you and that you will come to Jesus. Thank you now for listening.